Now, both hands, low belly, and we do that by putting the left hand first, your thumb on your navel, your belly button, and just let your hand fall where it will on your lower abdomen. Then put your right thumb on top of your left thumb and let your right hand fall on top of your left hand on your abdomen. We have both thumbs stacked up on our belly button and our hands stacked up on our tummy. Okay. Now we're going to go to the third part of the trilogy, which involves the governing and conception meridians, which run up and down the midline of the body, the conception meridian in the front of the body and the governing meridian in the back of the body. So we're going to move your hands just like they were on your low belly, but move them down as low as you can get them on your torso. And we're going to move right up that midline, and I'm touching clothing, but we're touching the body. We're not out away from it. So we're not putting pressure. We're just touching. So we're moving right up the midline, and we're asking that this river of energy be filled with the love and light and life of God, and that it would flow through balanced and open energy centers. And I'm moving right up the midline, and now I'm at the throat, and I'm going right up over the top of my head, crown, to the base of the skull and back. If it's difficult for you to do that with both hands at the same time, it's easier to do it with one hand, then please do that. If it's difficult for you to do it at all, then please picture it in your mind that you're doing it. Okay, we're going to go back to the base of the torso again, both hands. And this time we're going to move up, and as we notice that someplace along feels like it needs a little more attention, like there's to me it feels like I'm pushing a bubble. I know I'm not. I know that's not the physical thing that's happening, but that indicates to me that I need to stop and give one of these energy centers a little more attention. And right now I'm right at the one just below my belly button. And then I'm going to move on up, and you respond to the ones that you notice in your body. And I'm at the heart, and I need extra attention there. And then I'm going to move on up to the throat, and I almost always need attention there when I'm doing these calls because of the desire and concern to speak so that you can understand and get what you need from this call. Okay. And now I'm going to move right on up forehead. I'm going to stop there for a moment. And the crown, and then the base of the skull. Okay, one last time. We'll go back to the base of the torso, and we're just going to move up very smoothly and right on up at now the heart and throat and forehead and over the top to the base of the skull. Okay, now deep breath in and out. And do that scan again and notice if anything's changed in your body. If there's a more freedom or a little less pain or more pain or if anything's increased or decreased or changed, just notice it. Okay. Thank you very much for joining me with that. Now, hold on just a minute. I'm going to check something again on my screen. Hmm. Yep, the time just got changed on this call, and I am so sorry that I didn't recognize that. Next week we're back to 8:30 Eastern Time and 7:30 Central Time. Okay. Okay, so now, Dr. Alex, are you on with us?
I'm here, yes.
This is Kay. I'm trying to do the Thursday night Q&A call, and I'm really kind of confused because it usually starts at 7:30, and this time it was scheduled on the event schedule for 7 o'clock, and I was a little tardy getting here in the first place. But now I'm here, and now you're here. How exciting!
Well,
are you
Well, I'm supposed to show up for another event, and Ed said this was the number. So there's something out of whack, I think.
Okay, as I look at the excuse us people as we talk inside baseball here, I apologize. As I look at the events listing, it has another event starting at 8 o'clock Central Time.
All right. Well, maybe that's it.
So,
they told me 7:30, so I'll have to find out. But thank you.
Well, you get right back to me. You can please come in and interrupt us if you're supposed to, because we don't want to be in your way. But we're trying to.
Oh, you're fine. You're fine.
Okay. Thank you, Dr.
Okay.
Alex.
Thank you.
Bye bye. Okay, friends. Here we are. So now, since we've done a process of trilogy, we're ready to begin to answer questions that you might have. And so in order to do that, if you'll press star 2 on your keypad, and it will show a little hand on my screen with a number in it so I can keep track of who's raised their hand first and second. And I will do my best to answer any questions you might have. If you have a question about what we did with the trilogy process just now, I'd be pleased to try to answer those first. Or any other, whatever reason you called into this call, if you called in for the Q&A, I'm glad that you're here. If you called in for Dr. Alex's call that's going to start in about 30 minutes, then that's okay. And if you've got a question about what we just did, or why we're here at all, or anything else, I'll be glad to see if I can help you with that. Okay, I've got somebody sent something in on the internet that says, I want to learn, Margaret from Victoria, BC, said, I want to learn about this and see how I can benefit from it. Thank you. So we're glad to hear from you. I'm afraid these questions might be for that next thing that Dr. Alex is doing. Will there be a replay of this event? I'll not be able to make this time, but I'm interested in the presentation. I'm just going to put those. Okay. I think these are all for that next event that's coming up. I apologize, friends. There's something going on here that I wasn't expecting, and I may just end this call pretty quickly. And if you do have a question of me, I'm Kay Spooner. I'm a coach with Dr. Alex, and I've been coaching with him for almost 17 years. And so I may be able to answer some questions about healing codes and that kind of and their processes that go with that with Dr. Alex. But I do not cannot answer questions about what he's going to be presenting in 30 minutes or so as this evening. So let me just ask this, and I'd ask you to indicate by pressing star 2, and I will not call on you. I would just like you to indicate to me if you are here for the presentation that Dr. Alex is going to do, has scheduled at 8 o'clock my time, as 8 o'clock Central Time. If you're here for that call, would you please raise your hand by pressing star 2 on your phone? No. Okay. So then you're here for this coaching and asking a coach question. So now I'm ready to take those questions. So press star 2 and let me know what your question is so that we can help you get started with whatever it is you're doing with the healing codes or trilogy or memory engineering or love code or whatever else you might be. Okay, thank you so much. I've got I'm opening a line from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, so please go ahead. Hello? Your line is open.
Sorry, I put the phone on mute because my grandchildren are running around.
Oh, okay. I understand.
I'm Ruby from Philadelphia, and I've had a major question that doesn't seem to get answered in the healing section. I don't put everything on the fault of aging because that's not always true. Right hip, trying to move, especially after sitting for quite a while, or when you wake up in the morning, it like just does not want to move. And sometimes I have to take my hand to literally lift my hips and move them from the bed.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I cannot tell you, Ruby, what's causing your issue. But I can tell you with certainty that it is being negatively affected by stress in your autonomic nervous system, okay? Because our bodies are made to be in balance in our autonomic nervous system. That's the one that runs us automatically.
Yes.
And when we're using a lot of that energy to deal with what we term issues of the heart, unforgiveness issues, unhealthy beliefs or unhealthy actions, harmful actions, those kinds of things. When our body is trying to deal with those and is stressed by those things, it doesn't have all the energy your immune system needs to keep your body healthy.
Okay.
Now, I myself am aging. I'm 71. I have had issues with my knees and last week my big toe hurt really bad for some time or another for about 4 or 5 days. And so I did prayer and healing codes to release the stress of whatever was causing that. And it's better. I don't know why. I don't know what was doing it in the first place. But
okay.
I will tell you that our bodies can heal almost anything if we can relieve the stress enough to allow them to use the energy that's available for what our immune system wants to use it for. So
yes.
Could I ask if there's this would be a coaching question if I were going to coach you one-on-one. I might ask if there was some kind of thought process that says it's not safe to go, it's not safe to move forward.
Not to my knowledge. I'm always on the go.
Okay. All right. What about in other areas, not just in physical motion, but is there a life change, come to a place in life where there are things that need to be changed and we're not wanting to do that?
I believe so. I believe that may be the bigger part of the situation.
Okay. So sometimes our bodies almost always, our bodies take information from our hearts. Our heart says, "I don't want to move in this direction. I don't want to go through this thing. I don't want to project myself into, any further. I want to stay where I am." And so your body says, oh, okay, I'll help you.
Okay.
You know? And so it gets stiff or it gets sore or it gets frozen. Sometimes people talk about frozen elbow or frozen shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
Or knees that won't carry us or propel us or whatever. And so those might be things connected. So you might consider in your heart, are there things that I don't want to, that are before me that I don't want to go into, or that I'm hesitant to proceed through, that I am not sure are going to be okay. And if
that I shouldn't be involved in?
Well, that's possible. If there are things you shouldn't be involved in that you believe you shouldn't be involved in, then your body might be, your subconscious and your body might be helping you not to be involved.
Mm-hmm.
By keeping you in the bed or, you know, not able to move. So that would be another thing to consider. So thank you for thinking of that, too. So then I would put those things in the prayer blank, those things that come up, thinking about the other areas of your life, not just physical, not just
mm-hmm.
your hips, but those other areas, thinking about those. I would put those areas in the prayer blank and do your codes about based on those things. Ask for healing in that area.
Okay.
See if it clears up.
Okay. At the moment, I cannot change the situation at the moment. We're talking about family.
Yeah, I understand. But you can change how your heart sees it. You can change how your heart sees it. Ask to see the truth.
Okay.
And not to allow the lies that you've believed over time to color what's going forward. Okay?
Gotcha. Yes.
Fear of those things can really seize us up sometimes.
Okay.
That's an excellent question. Thank you for your feedback and help with it. You
Peace
know, folks.
Blessings. Thank you.
You're welcome. I am just really uncomfortable with the scheduling issue. And so I'm going to ask you if you would like to join me one more time to go through the trilogy process. And I'm just going to go through it with you and ask you to put in the prayer blank the thing that's bothering you most. Does anyone else have a question you'd like to raise your hand and let me know about? If so, I'll be glad to take it. But I believe we've kind of confused ourselves with the schedule this evening, and that I need to just move aside and let Dr. Alex have the space in just a few minutes. So let's go through trilogy one more time, and I'm going to I'll guide you through it pretty quickly. You put in the prayer blank, whatever is bothering you the most. And right now, we're going to start the tapping, and we're going to tap on the inner eyebrow and ask that the energy pathways be open and allow energy to move freely in our bodies. So inner eyebrow, outer eyebrow, under the eye very gently, upper lip, lower lip, chin, collarbone right by the midline, sore spot, center of the chest. We're tapping and tapping, and under the arm and below the nipple, and now on your hand by the thumb nail, on the side of your finger, on the side of your index finger by the nail, side of your middle finger by the nail. Now, on the outside of your pinky finger, near the nail, and then at the karate spot, that fleshy part of your hand on the side. Now, we're going to do the 9G on the back of the hand, eyes open, eyes closed, eyes open. Now, without moving your head, look left, down left, down right, up and over to down left, back up and over to down right. Hum. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And hum again. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. Now we're starting with the healing code portion. Both hands pointing, both all 10 fingers pointing at the bridge, right above the bridge of your nose. And we're asking and praying that images and beliefs and cellular memories related to are causing this issue, and that you put the issue in the blank, be found and opened and healed by infusing the truth and love and light and life of God into our hearts and souls and cells. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Left palm at the back of your skull, right palm on your forehead. Switch those positions, left palm on your forehead, right palm on the back of your skull. Both hands, low belly. Put your thumbs, stack your thumbs on your belly button and let your hands fall on your low belly. Now move your hands down as far as you can get them on your torso, and we're going to do the third part of the trilogy. Move your hands now up, touching your clothing or your body as you move up, right up the midline, and we're going to ask and pray that this river of energy be filled with the love and light and life of God, and that would move through open and balanced energy centers. And now I'm up almost to my heart center, and then throat, and then forehead and crown and back of the skull. Let's do that one more time. Just smoothly from the base up the center line, up and over to the back of the skull. Okay, thank you. Deep breath in and out. Okay, I am going to vacate the space now, and Dr. Alex and will be on in a few minutes to begin their session that is scheduled at the top of the hour. So any questions quickly, I will just proceed here. Thank you all. I'm yes, Candy.
So are we changing schedules of when the healing codes is coming on?
Candy, I looked at the event schedule. Tonight is messed up. Sorry about that. But it looks like from the event schedule that next week we're on again at 7:30, like we're supposed to be.
Okay, and is Dr. Alex, is he going to do the cutting edge calls anymore on Wednesdays, or?
I don't. Oh, let me just see if I can tell that by looking at the schedule. I'm not sure. Right now through February, I'm only seeing Thursday night calls. Tonight's Quantum 3 event. And then Thursday night calls is all I'm seeing for this through February. So I can't see past that. So thank you for the question.
You're welcome.
And good night, everyone, from me. And Dr. Alex will be on in just a little bit to begin this next call.